Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to teach you some real value. But there's another honor to teach you so much. And that is the answer that comes with that question. Who am I?
I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game. I will conquer what has not been conquered. These people will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold deep honor and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body to fall. Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them. Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me. Who am I?
I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I?
I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I?
I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, my limbs are too weak.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
History will remember me. I will not let worry about it being God. I will define myself. I will write my own praises. And no one will tell me what I can never be. I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got. Because who am I?
I am the champion.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Who am I?
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen, we know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is children that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, ahead to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Meatball, what's happening, man?
Young man, what's going on, man?
Man, I can't call it, man. Shit, it's been a while, brother. What's happening, man? What's going on?
Shit, welcome back, shit. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back myself, shit. Well, shit, hey, it's been a long time, so let me send a shout out to our sponsor, the Motor City Mafia, Clocks Off, Big Fred at East English Bar and Bar Grudge Grill. I'm sorry, did I say that right? Young Money Racing. Shout out to that's a sponsor. Lil Tony, Eugene as yourself. Gunner Picks, Hood TV. You know, everybody that's, you know, that's with us right now. You know, rule number one. No, we can't forget this rule. Rule number one: no snitching. Rule number two: it comes out of Detroit. No muting mics. Heavy game. Man, let's get this shit, man.
No muting mics.
We are live and unmotherfucking cut tonight, as usual. And I big shouts out to Wooly Dog. All right, let's get to this, man.
Tony, what's happening, man? What's going on, bro? Where you at, man?
I think Tony
done fell off already, man.
Well, look, I want to get at this. A couple things I want to go over, man. You know, when you lock somebody in, you know what I mean, make sure you verify what the fuck you do when you lock in. You know what I mean? That's like me locking you in, June, and I tell you, 1 on 5. I mean, what is 1 on 5? You know what I mean? Is that 100 on 500? Is that 1,000 on 5,000? Is that $1 on $5? I mean, what the fuck is 1 on 5? That's 1 cent on 5.
I mean, most guys when they call the 1 on 5, that's 1,000 on 5,000. What up, brother? Come on in, man.
What's happening, man? Who the hell is that, Joe?
You know the business. That's my main man. Shit.
Is that King Small Block?
No. Hold on. That is the future. First, you have to dethrone all of those there.
All right. Hey, Joe.
I'll be right back, gentlemen. Be right back. Y'all go ahead and run this.
Hey, Tom. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Ain't nothing going on, man. What's the deal?
Man, you got the better hand than me. I'm watching some Barrett Jackson. God damn it, it's a 69 Camaro on here that's pretty green.
Yeah,
and I was just letting June know, man, about, you know, these lock-ins, man. You know, when you say 1 on 5, I mean, you got these switches out here nowadays. What the hell is 1 on 5, Tom? Is that 1 penny on 5 cents? That's 100 on 500. That's 1,000 on 5,000. I think nowadays you got to start saying it. You know what I mean? Instead of just saying, you know, I was locked in 1 on 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're right. Like I say, you got some people try to win by deception, and then you got some that's trying to go. You know.
And I got another thing, man. You know that we can get on this bullshit about. Yeah. And I know we went over this months ago, man. You know what I mean? But I mean, it's starting to come back up. What's going on with the different rules from the South and the North? You know,
with the different rules.
Yeah, you know, some people.
Wait,
you say track rules.
You know
some people don't agree with the track rules. Then you're hitting the wall. It's good. I mean, I'm just getting tired of it, man.
I just locked in a guy today, and we argued about that for about a half hour to 45 minutes. When I said head up, pro tree, track rules, you know, with regards to the actual race, we had already discussed how the cars had to sit. And he said, now that's grudge track rules, right? I said, I don't know what a grudge track rule is. He said, what I do in my lane is my business, as long as I don't cross the center line. I said, oh, no. I said, he talking about, man, that's how we race down here. I said, okay, well, you know what? I appreciate you considering, you know, to race me, but I'm going to go ahead and stand down on that, so it ain't no bullshit. And he said, that's the, he said, my, you know, what's the problem with that? I mean, I say, because if we racing and you out in front or you on the side of me and I see you hit the wall, my natural reaction is going to be to get on the brake and get the laundry out. I say, because I don't want you to come over in my lane, and because now I'm putting me and you at jeopardy. I say, so no, we're not going to do that. I say, you know, drag racing is about safety first. We're not going to do that. He say, well, if I hit the wall on my side, that don't have nothing to do with you. I say, man, listen, man, if we run at 100-plus mile an hour and you hit the wall on your side, the likelihood of you ricocheting coming over in my lane is great. I'm not going to risk that. I'm going to try to stop and let you go head on, and you can have both lanes at that point. And he argued back and forth, and then they said, well, okay, well, we're not going to lock in. I said, all right, fine. We hung up, and they called back and said, well, okay, we'll go ahead and lock in, but we're just going to lower the money. And I asked him, I said, what does the money have to do with this safety issue we talking about? And they saying, because I want everything my way. I said, how is saying track rules my way? I say, right now I got a drag radio on my car. You want me to put a 28 on the car. I told you that's no problem. I'll put a 28 on the car. So I gave you what you want. All I'm saying is I want an even playing field for us to race on. I want track rules. I say, you keep saying grudge track rules. I don't know what grudge track rules are. I say, where can I find grudge track rules so I know all of them? Can I, is that something I can pull up online? Is it somebody I need to call and have them send me a manual? Where can I learn track rules? He said, all you got to do is ask somebody. I say, if I don't know what they are, how do I ask somebody? I'd have never thought to ask somebody, can I hit the wall in my lane and I'm all right? I said, I'd have never thought to ask nobody that. I say, okay, let me ask you this about grudge track rules. In the event of a double red light, do that mean it's no race? He said, no, whoever red light first lose. I said, okay. I say, so what if I come across the center line? He said, you lose. I said, okay, so you're going to pick and choose what rules you want from track rules and then implement your grudge rule. I said, man, I'm not going through that, man. So, you know,
and
they finally
and
agreed.
Did this just happen?
Huh?
Did this just happen today?
Yeah, this just happened today. We end up, so we lowered the money, and they locked in. Yes, sir. But
so
you,
is this
you know what? Speaking about lock-ins, let me say, Kevin over in New York, a.k.a. Mini-Me, P.D. Small Block, you know, I want to thank them guys for, you know, coming to Wayne's race May 9th to race me. Big Jake Harper out of Texas. You know, me and him was in negotiations, and he said he heard rumor that I said I'm going to have the fastest nitrous-assisted small block in the world, and he said that's impossible because he got it. So we agreed that we're going to meet at Wayne's race, and that's going to be a first-round call-out me and him going to run. And
had this been written down since the Thursday show? Had this written down since you was locking everybody in? Or did
yes,
it just happen?
Yes, sir. Yeah. No, this just happened. That was yesterday. Me and him locked in. And then we got Spazoff over there in Chicago. Said that all nitrous. No, he got a orange Mustang.
Turbo.
Say all
yeah, turbo.
Yeah. He said all nitrous cars are afraid of him. And I asked him, was he coming to the Motor City Mayhem? He said he will. I told him, well, I told him I need to see him. So, you know, me and Spazoff going to race that day as well. And then, you know, we got Dr. Kevorkian. You know, he going to give me a shot. So, you know, I just want to thank all them guys for giving me the opportunity to see, you know, if I am what I say I am.
Right. And this, this race that you locked in today with the rules changing back and forth and this and that, when is it supposed to take place?
That was Boogeyman. The race with Boogeyman is we're going to do that at Ronnie Brown's race in February the 28th down in Valdosta, at Ronnie Brown's race.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I just want to know because you never said which where that was taking place. Hey, did you happen to receive my text yesterday, last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh man, I'm impressed, man. Impressed. All right, I get in the private room with you about that. It ain't nothing important.
All right.
I need you to open up this one important mic. Can you open up 313-0150 and open up Big Fred mic too, please?
313-0150, your mic is open.
Young Money, man, what's going on?
Man, space the name of business, bro.
Hey, this the CEO, man. Hey man, we've been arguing with people all day on the internet about Lil Tony Khan, man. Motherfuckers, man. Big Jake.
Who you been arguing with, man?
Big Jake wanna keep on talking about he the baddest small block, man.
And, man, I already got him locked in.
Oh yeah. Locked up, man.
I mean they have the opportunity to prove themselves. Or prove Tony otherwise.
Did y'all ever get the ruler to lock in today or nah?
We never got a response back from the ruler.
That's Tony's car?
No, that's the Ooh. Red. The red
oh,
Mustang.
That's the red Mustang.
Yeah. He kind of sidestepped and got to talking about other things.
Yeah, he's talking about he ain't coming out, or when he come out, he'll say something, man.
I think
PD Small Block and them coming to gamble, man. I told him, I want every sad bet possible, goddammit.
Oh, that's right. One thing for sure, them boys from the East Coast, they gamble.
They gamble, and they gonna fight
to the end now. Ain't nothing with them to take one.
I got Mo. What's going on, Mo? Is chemo still on?
Chemo? Where you hear chemo? I ain't heard chemo. They coming to gamble for sure. You know, but I look at it like this, and Tony, if I'm wrong, you know, some of these guys, y'all really don't have to wait till May the 9th now. You know, my understanding
I want to do it at Wayne's race. You know, we trying to help support his race. You know, never scared, always give us unlimited support. I want to be there.
That is correct.
That is the small block race day anyway, so it should be all the baddest small blocks in the world on the premises, so you can definitely prove yourself that day.
My question is this.
For those that aren't traveling up this way, my understanding is that your band is willing to go play at anybody else's venue. Is that correct? Y'all don't care where
anywhere in the continental United States, I'll go, Junior.
Okay. just want to make sure we clarify that, you know.
Yes, sir.
For those that say, he don't want to play unless it's in his backyard, you know.
Hey, June, I got a big announcement, you know, not to interrupt you, but I got a big announcement, man, and that goes for me, you know, up here, for my underground brothers that's out here. I think Chicago may be in some trouble this year. For this underground world.
Okay, maybe means you are not sure. Is that correct?
Well, wait a minute, listen. Well,
like,
hold on now.
Maybe
well,
it's going to rain today,
I'm getting all kind of of yeses and yeah, they coming out. You know what I mean? But it's going to be fun this year. It's going to be fun this year. And I think maybe we can get these guys to get together, like the CEO, them and they bunch and us and our bunch. A lot of people coming back out, you know what I mean, to my stage. I got to see this training day, what the CEO supposed to be bringing out, which I don't think that he has a chance in hell, but.
Oh, hold on. What's this training day? What's the deal with training day?
Hey, B-Boy, I'm not
going to go in.
Huh?
What's up, Junior? What's up, Paul? What's up, Tony?
What up, Big Fred? What's happening, man?
Fred, what's happening, man?
Man, hey, I'm on the grind. I'm out here grinding.
That's what's
man,
up.
Fred, man. Hey, listen. Fred, right now, Fred is grinding right now. That man finna put 12 hours in right now as we speak.
Hell yeah, 12 and just, yeah. Damn good 12. Don't want to. Got no choice.
Hey, Fred,
that ain't bullshit.
Hey,
Meatball, what I hear you saying about
you got
my
your
training that night?
Hold on. What you say to me, Randy,
what
man?
What you say, Junior?
Hold on, Randy. Now, you take that bass out your voice now when you come back on here now.
I heard you mention my training that Monte Carlo, that 78 I got. I heard you mention that on this call.
Well, hold on. Well, I just said that, you know, it's coming. You're coming out with a training day for the underground world, and
yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
And you know them Chicago boys love to play with in the underground world. So.
Well, I will travel. I'm willing to travel too with that.
Can you please give me a slight? Hey, I'm gonna hit you with a good. Can you give me a slight description of this training day?
No, full interior, no roll cage, candy paint, 22s on the front, drag radio on the back, big block Chevrolet Proton.
Oh no. We're gonna stay away from that. We gonna pass on that, bro. We got street cars, man. We got street cars.
You know what, man?
Just making sure you got him jumbo shrimp.
Hey, I tell you this, Randy.
Yeah.
Now you say you could drive this car anywhere.
I'ma drive that motherfucker on pump gas.
Boy, hey, we got a motherfucking Nissan sitting over here on the west side of Chicago on pump gas, willing to go anywhere. What's up?
Well, you know, I want race shit that's like me, Junior. You know, G bodies and shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit like me.
Hold up. Hey, Randy, could you hold down for 1 second? I've been wanting to do this for a long time, especially with you. Hold on, man. Hold on. Make sure you look out the mirrors when you bag up.
Hey, Junior, this all is ready, human, man. He's human, man.
We coming out with a 78 Cutlass too, man. It's gonna be something like that, man. We may go to that Nissan that. You know what I'm saying?
Is it a streetable type car or is it a street car?
But listen, we talking about no roll cage, full interior, man. I'm driving to the race site, man. Not on no trailer, none of that.
Give me the money for the move.
Man, listen, man. Hey, Randy, I knew that's what you made it over here to Chicago. I'm gonna make sure you go home with some action, bro.
Hey, I think I'll be in Chicago more than I'll be here with that.
Hey, shit, you more than welcome too. More than welcome, because I know one thing. If I get my teeth around your ankle, I ain't trying to let you go, bro. She is.
Unless I hit you in the soft spot, don't you know? Have you ever heard the saying, if a dog bites you and grabs and lock on to you, you hit him in the nose and he'll let you go?
See, I ain't worried about that. My nose been broke plenty of times. That shit ain't your doing.
Man, it's going down, man. Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, and I forgot to tell everybody. Tone, Little Red with the Cutlass is coming back out to the underground world. Yeah, Little Red is coming back out.
Okay.
And he said he's not playing no games either.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I meant to ask. When me and Petey Small Block locked in, a day or so later, it came to my attention that he's a belt holder. Can anybody get in touch with him and let him know that I like the racing for his belt as well?
The one that has the belt is Kevin.
Is the orange car got the belt on?
I recall you
telling him to bring the belt with him when he came, and he said okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Kevin,
I thought somebody
had
said that Petey had. I thought somebody said Petey had a different belt.
Oh, I don't know about Petey. Get him on the phone, shit.
I mean, I think you know what? I think Petey had won that belt down south, if I'm not mistaken. He went down south and won a belt sometime in the beginning of the summer, the middle of the summer. He does have a belt, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, he could bring that too.
Yeah, if anybody can get in touch with him, we want him to bring his belt too. We trying to get. Anything associated with a small block, we want it.
Hey, Tone.
Yes, sir.
Meatball Junior.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we need what day is gonna be good for you guys so we can. We need a meet. We need a meet, as they say, a sit down, a parlay, a conference call. You know, I'm in between these sessions, listening on this phone. I'm running back and forth, but I need to get with you guys, or you know, whenever it's convenient for you guys. You know,
I
got so much going on.
Me personally, Fred, because I'm doing them hours like you, a Sunday between around 12 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my time, which would be 11 and 2 o'clock your time, would be great for me.
Okay.
That's the only time that I know for sure that I can meet the call.
Okay.
But other than that, I can jump in. I just can't, you know, I won't be able to participate the way that I might want to.
Well, you mean a conference? We can always. How about tomorrow on the conference call? You know, and get everybody together. Let everybody know what's a good time.
Y'all call me whenever, Fred, and just bring me in.
Yeah, I want to get some dates clarified and get the direction where we trying to go with this. For 2015, I've been in contact with a few people that's contacted me from the south, guys from the Midwest, shit, and some of the guys from Baltimore, Maryland. So we got a plan, and we need to step it up.
There you go.
So, like I said, we got a lot of things going on. I think I shared a few things with you guys about the Undertaker coming. I acquired.
Hey, June, hold on. Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt everybody. Hey, June, I got people that saying they're calling the show, and they're saying they can't get on.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah, the show is saying the show has not yet started yet.
Yeah, I can't hear you. We got a lot of background noise. What you say?
The show is saying the show has not yet started. Please call back.
I mean, I don't know how that can be when we're on here, you know.
I had to call Meatball to get on.
Yeah, this is Keto. He called. He on my phone.
You know what? I apologize for that, but I don't know what that issue may be. Because I mean,
if people try to get on the show, just have people call in or whatever.
Right. Do you see any hands up, Junior? Anybody pressing the one button?
Yeah, I got a whole slew of them. Let me go on and open up. 313-5815.
What up, man? It's Lud.
Oh, you fell off, 313. Oh, you're real staticky there. Must be a prime code. Let me open up the next one. 313-9502. Your mic is open.
What's happening, fellas? And yeah, Street King. I'm listening.
What's going on, man? What's happening, Street King?
What's up, man?
Man, you know.
I ain't never seen you bag up with no motherfucking big block pro charge street car.
Who bagged up?
Randy.
Tell his ass again. We ain't fuck
with no foreign cars.
Nah, we don't fuck with that much shit. Well, I tell you this, Randy, man. You got to get out your own backyard before you can think about going anywhere else.
Well, hey, hold on. What you mean,
Randy,
foreign car?
Randy.
Yeah.
You got to make a small block, man.
He's right here on the west side of Chicago. Hold on, man. Hey, Street King. Do y'all consider anybody outside the state of Michigan foreign? Is that it? I'm trying to find out.
Nah,
man.
We're talking about that GTR, man. Just fucking about that GTR.
It's not foreign. It's in America. It's American made.
That bitch foreign, goddammit. It's foreign motherfuckers working on it.
Hey, man, I can't believe y'all got a big block pro charge car. Y'all bagging up, man, from a street
car.
Man,
I'm telling him, put them brakes on. Make a small block. Fuck that. Do a small block.
Hey Randy, you ain't got a. Hey Street King, go tell him that, man. I'm gonna take the small block pro charter and give him the business, man. Don't worry about it.
Hey man, you get my lockup money from Joe and your homeboys yet? Joe and Johnny Williams.
Randy better not put a small block.
And we ain't paying you, Street.
Man,
we ain't paying
y'all
you.
Y'all better put double up this year. Goddamn it. Hey man, I told her I'd get my ticket to go to what's his name, man? For pre Mardi Gras.
Where you get your ticket from?
Yeah. Say what? I'm going down there or not. You going down there or not? Give me a pre Mardi Gras flight ticket.
You don't need no flight.
We taking John Doe
too, fuck it.
Oh well, fuck it then. I don't need no flight.
Hey Randy. John Doe ready to go?
Hey man, we was up at the shop yesterday, man, and you know I say, man, you want to go? And Rick said, man, fuck it, let's go, man. I said, you gonna have it ready? He said, nah, he's just ready. I said, fuck it, let's go then.
That's what's up. I mean,
hold on, I clicked over for a minute. I didn't hear that. John Doe going where?
Shit, we coming with you, motherfucker. I'm gonna join you on the trip, tall fuck. Holly Springs? Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Try to act up a little bit. Yes, sir. Shit, y'all be working out two trailer, a big trailer. Shit, we did. Take the gas down.
Now y'all know, Holly Springs gonna be full of gorillas now.
Hey man, listen. What's the next step up from a gorilla? Godzilla, right?
No, that's a motherfucking that. We're a silverback. We come out that motherfucker, slap some motherfuckers around.
King Kong. I'm just making sure y'all know what's happening, so when you go down there, you can't say, man, we didn't know it was like this.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, Tone, that belt that Petey Small Block has, They just sent me a text. It's the Grudge Inc. small block belt, which he owns.
For Mylan.
What's the name? Got the Mylan one.
No, the one Petey got is the Grudge Inc. belt. That's the one he won down south.
Okay.
No, the one from New Jersey, he got the opposite of the one from Wilderness. It's a small block Mylan no ET belt, ain't it?
No, that's the one that
you're talking about.
Kansas.
You're talking about the one with the orange cup. Petey got a belt too, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's,
oh, I thought
that's
he had the one from
won.
Oh, that's the other guy. Yeah, because Petey didn't come. You're right. You're
that's
right.
The one he won from somebody down south. Oh, no, that title was. And he went down
there. Somebody said he won it from the white boys.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah.
Well,
so
we was in
Cecil. What you got to do to get that belt?
Small block on 28. I guess you got to draw down on him.
Yeah, that's the one he won in Cecil, Randy, when we was down there in Maryland. Remember he ran him?
Yeah.
That's that belt.
I mean, I know half of y'all stay on Facebook. Why don't somebody send them a message and ask them what the deal with that belt is? Because if he still has it, Little Tony would like to contend for that belt also.
And if they got anybody over there on the East Coast that's trying to go out the back door, we're trying to go out the back door too.
I'm
tired of people talking about that's too fast to run on that small tire. I've been going out the back door for about the last 5 days, and I ain't had a problem with it. So I'm trying to run somebody out the back door now.
Uh-oh. Come on now. I know y'all ain't that shy. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Andy ain't burned shit up, dude. Don't get y'all ass down.
No, ain't nothing burnt up.
Chris, tune in, tune in.
Can't get no heat in the plugs.
Hey, Tone.
You better.
Yeah.
Tone.
Somebody just shot fire.
We just don't entertain certain conversations, bro. And that one right there is one of them. I'd appreciate it if use your no comment clause, okay, when it comes to certain things.
Man, the man asked me, did I burn it? Did I hurt my motor? I told him no. I still got
no comment. Hey, no comment.
I've been going a week now.
hey, Tom, hold on. Hey, Joe. Can we get about three more of those mics open? I want to try to get to the. Somebody's gonna do something. I want to start something.
We got a 414-6614. Mic is open.
Uh oh.
I don't know. My board just flipped. Hold on.
Hey,
what up, Joe?
What up? What's happening, man?
What's going on? Nice Stokes, man. What up, everybody?
Shit, one and only. What's going on, brother?
Man, I ain't doing shit. Just sitting back listening to the show, man.
You know, shit, it's another Sunday. We doing what we do, bro.
Yeah, I've been seeing, man. I've been seeing y'all on Facebook. Y'all locking every motherfucking body in.
I'm going to say this. You know, everybody, I'm wrong for saying everybody. Most say Little Tony ain't shit. Little Tony ain't doing nothing. But as soon as he got heat in them pipes, he sure in the fuck trying to engage, ain't he? So I mean,
yeah.
It's 2015. It's the year of the Godfather, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, shit. I'm gonna tell you this. When it comes to a small block nitrous stock suspension on 28, man. Tony, what's your favorite word?
Get your ass down. Down on your ass.
Wait. You got to have Tony, you got to have a single carburetor, one full barrel, a cab.
Hey, Kimo. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that.
Hey, Kimo, you know what? Everybody out of locked in, I didn't stick none of that. I told them, all I want you to do, I don't know what they got. I don't care what they got. I said, all I want you to do is have a small block. Your only power out of is nitrous. Stock suspension.
So they ain't, hey, Tone, so they ain't got to have
I
a carburetor, a four barrel, and all that.
They can have 12 carburetors on there. That ain't none of my business, man. If it's a small block, I don't care what kind of head. Is it 18 degree, a canny valve, a Hemi? I don't care about none of that.
You ain't going to do shit, Tony.
Oh,
you
ain't
going to do a goddamn thing.
That's goddamn
weird. Yeah, you ain't going to do shit. You said that shit when you had that goddamn yellow car. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You ain't going to do shit, Tony.
Is that
weird? Oh, shit. Yeah, that's me.
Oh, shit. Do you have
a small block car?
I got the Predator.
Got the what?
Predator.
Conventional head, bitch locked on his ass.
Yeah, conventional head. Go ahead, man. Hey, John Doe. Hey, Randy. I like what you said, and stay tuned. It's looking good for y'all for free Mardi Gras. It's looking real good.
Oh, hold on.
I promise
hold on,
I like what you said.
Hey, you better not have shorty at that motherfucker.
I promise. It's looking good, Randy. It's looking good.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Down on your ass.
Box his ass in.
I don't want to get too excited. I don't want to say nothing. It might not happen, but once everything, you already know what I'm gonna do.
Yes, sir. Okay. I'll be waiting.
Hey,
I'll be waiting for my call, baby.
Huh?
I got you down.
You say you do not have a small block car over there?
No, I'm trying to think. I don't know. It should be one over here. You're going to get some action. I believe you'll get some action.
I just can't think of one. How do the Predator sit? Because you keep trying to stick the Predator on. How the Predator sit?
It sits just like lottery ticket. Except it's on 275. Stock suspension, conventional head, one system, 275.
One or two carburetors.
Conventional head? Man, you know I got one carburetor. One system? You know I got one carburetor on there. You know I ain't got no goddamn one system on no two carburetors.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, one carburetor, man. One system.
Okay.
Conventional
head. At your race, with the Godfather, head up, pro tree, official track rules, not grudge rules, I got 105. I'm going to get your ass out. With the Predator.
With the Predator? Who is the
Godfather?
With
the Predator, man. My car.
Oh, that's the... let me let her get close. I got one race already locked in.
Hold on a minute. I've been wanting to do this to you, too. Hold on.
I know. You got me and Randy today.
Hold on.
Hey,
Hey, Whit,
how you gonna come in here gorilla and then lay down like that, man?
you talking about let it get close.
We ain't got but 3 weeks. How much closer it got to get?
I need to get the models and everything did first. I need to make sure everything first.
Okay.
I give him a little work.
All right.
I need to make sure, goddamn, everything ain't give a fuck with you. But if I catch you over there.
Hey, Tony, that was one of Michael Jordan's, one of them little pump face he does, bro. That's what that was.
I'll get something in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah,
you did. Almost
broke
your ankle.
Hey, Tony, but you think I won't run you if you come over there?
You say what?
You think we won't run you?
You won't run me.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I got one race locked in with it already. The reason why I didn't do that, but I mean, you come over. Yeah.
When I come down to your hold on. You saying you got one race locked in for what? For Wayne's race or for your race?
For Prix Mardi Gras.
He locked in.
Okay, I tell you what. We gonna put
We going to put the break clause in it then. If you hurt your car, you don't owe me a dime. Now, come on, lock your ass in.
It ain't got nothing to do with the break clause. I just show up with the car, and then once I get through with Aaron, whatever his goddamn
hey,
name is.
Hey,
man, I'm gonna run you, too.
Okay. All right.
I just don't want to lock no raises in, ain't beating something, you know, I had to pay no lock up or nothing like that. I want to race
okay.
you, though.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
What y'all think about the race earlier?
About what?
The race happened, went on earlier, Trouble and Candy Crush.
Man, hey, man. Tony Bryson never ran that car, was hurt.
Yeah, that ain't what that was, that's trying to go though. They let you know both of them trying to go, man.
Mm-hmm.
That look like me and you out there, Ren. Them boys trying to go, man. Candy Crush is trying to go. Tony Bryan's trying to go.
Hey, man,
Randy.
I'm gonna go to his ass.
Randy, better be quiet before I get Jermaine on this motherfucker.
Hey, man, tell Jermaine me motherfucker.
Jermaine been trying to go a little bit lately. I wonder if he gonna, if he travel outside of Texas one more time, we're gonna know he's trying to go. If he leave one more time, we're gonna know he's trying to go.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Whit, let me ask you a question. How we call didn't you last week or the week before I was coming to the show say you had a small block car?
No, I told you we had a small block that we were messing with, but I'm embarrassed to even talk about it.
Oh, okay then. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't even want to.
You know,
I
was
three
just,
years to be in the motor, and I wouldn't even want to talk about it, man.
Okay, then.
It'll kick the shit out of that shit little Tony got, but it ain't even worth talking about.
Okay, then. Well, y'all use that to go get soda and chips and things like that, then.
Yeah. Man, we can't even do that with it. Shit. Bullshit.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, because I remember hearing something like that, but I just want to make sure I wasn't going crazy. Hey, Tony, I'm trying to remember everybody that said something about a small block.
Oh, I know somebody else who said something. Obama and them say they got a small block they coming out with. Stock suspension.
Obama? Oh, yeah, he did say that. Yeah, he did.
Let me see, can I get him on the phone?
Okay.
Coming out.
Oh, well, shit.
Hey,
that shouldn't take long, then. That shouldn't take long at all.
Yeah.
That's Meatball, new friend.
Let me go on open up a couple mics while Meatball do what he's doing. 708-6369, your mic is open.
See, you text me, I'm sorry. What's going on, Junior? What's going on,
right?
Meatball? What's up, Tony? What's
Uh-oh,
going on,
Kaka.
Fella?
What's up,
Hey, you know what, boy? You know, you really need to learn your message, boy. Hey, Junior, you got a fraud on your radio show, and that's Chemo. He a wannabe. He ain't nothing, man. That man,
he ain't a man
of his word, man. He told me I had everything in drag racing. He had a mishap.
That was
I called him back to get that, man. I understand
that
he finished.
Last year.
This is this year you back together, so I want what you told me. You told me you was a man of your word. These shows are recorded. Go back and listen, bruh. I want you. I want you to give me what you said. I'm gonna come out my lane and get in your lane like you told me. I want you to show me that you're the man you are, man. Yeah, that's my name.
Come on, bruh. I'm sure you done put a bigger motor.
Hey, man, what did the man just say earlier? Listen what Tony just said. He don't care what you got, man. Get down. That's what you should read. That's what you need to put in your vocabulary.
You understand? Tone racing people head up. He ain't giving them everything in drag racing.
But,
and they got 1633s on and Willy Bars, man.
Hey, that's how my car set up, man. But you told me you didn't give a darn to what I got. Told me to get my
car. That was last year, Cali.
Okay, all right. Well, I just wanted to just let it be known that, you know, you want to be gangster on the radio. You ain't going to bust a grape, but boy, if you come out, if you give me what I want, I'm going to handicap you, boy. And that one on that, what I told you, that one on 10 stand, boy. That one on 10 stand, boy.
Hold on, Kyle. I shouldn't have to give a big block. I shouldn't have to give a back calf.
It ain't about you got the shield, Timo, but what came out your mouth? You told me I had it for life. That's what you said, Kimo. Go back and listen to the show. Yeah, that's what you said, Kimo.
I tell you what you got. I tell you what you got for life. You got to break out that back door for life.
No, I ain't taking the break. That's out of my league. I ain't taking that. No, I ain't taking that. I just want to get this, come on the show, give, you know, just say, give my homage, my support, let everybody know, man, I'm supporting the show. Man, the lack on the side with the four ways on, waiting on these midgets, baby. That's all I'm doing. You come on my side of the street, I'm going to put my foot in your neck, boy. I'm going to choke you. I'm a pray pretty. I'm a pray pretty, man. I wipe on my car, man. Only thing I do, wipe on my car, man. But if you come over there messing with me, well, I'm going to deaden you, boy, on everything. I mean that.
I'll catch you at that track. I might even come over there and mess with you. But right, as of right now, nah. I'm not giving you everything in drag racing. You got Willie Bonds, 33s, and you're a back half top with a big block. Man, get the fuck out of here.
But it don't matter. That's how my car's set up. I'm old school. I like training wheels. I come from the training wheel days, dog. I like holding on when I go down the track, dog. You want to go your way. I ain't disputing what you want to do.
Hey, listen,
however,
let's
yes,
go,
sir. Yes, sir.
Let's go to the 8 mile. You can leave your Willie Bonds on. Head the fuck up.
I'm going out the back door. My car set up to go out the back door, bro. That's how I'm set up, man.
I really about almost really gonna lock your ass in. You race me head up.
You act like you want to lock me in, man. Act like you want to lock me in, bro. Act like you want to lock me in. Get you some hard. Get you some nuts. And you better not put no peanut butter in your mouth until I tell you.
Yeah, like you come on here to act like a clown.
No, ain't no clown, boy. I'm coming here like a man to tell you to own up to what you told me, man. Be a man boy.
That was last year I told you that, Cal. Like I
but
might
you
have
said,
been drunk.
Wait a minute. I got one question to ask. This is what I got to ask. If do for life mean anytime if you break or whatever, do that still mean that stand, Junior, or any guys on the show? Can you tell me, am I wrong for asking what he said? He said for life. Life means anytime. If you break or whatever, and I come back, I still have that. Am I getting the wrong way? Am I delusional here? What?
I got a new car, Cadillac. It's not capable to do what my other car can do. I told the other one up.
Well, okay. But you told me for life. With that one or whatever, that means for life. If you change cars, that's still for life. That's the word. That's the only thing you got is your word and your balls, boy. You ain't got no balls, so I don't know. So I ain't going to ask you no more after tonight, bro.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you can pull up where I told you got everything in drive racing for life, I'll give you that.
It's on the show? You go back.
Pull it up.
Okay, I'll pull it up.
You do your homework. Pull it up.
I ain't got to do my homework.
I'm
going
to make it real easy. If either one of y'all can find it, because you know the hours it's going to take to find that shit, let me know when y'all find it. now, we do have a service. Now, hold on now. We do have a service, but, you know, linguistics is a lot of money, you know.
Yeah, well,
are y'all willing to pay $32.50 an hour? I can get somebody on there now.
Hey, Junior.
Hello.
I ain't worried about it.
I ain't got to pay nothing, man. You don't want to race me? Just say that, Kimo. You don't want to race, so we won't do that, Kimo. That's it, baby. Lay on your stomach when the light come up. You understand? I'm gonna go back on my side of the fence. I'm gonna stay in my lane, baby. You call me out my lane.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not? Did you not, Kimo?
Kyle, I told you.
Kyle, what y'all was going to run out the back door? He was going to give you everything in drag racing out the back door?
Yeah, he said, I had everything in drag racing out the back door with this cop, but he had a misfortune with this cop. So I seen him, he said he was putting his car back together, so I say, man, let me get on the list. I'll be the first one to engage with him for the 15th. Let's get out. He tell me he can't do that. The 15th, for the year 15, bruh. For the year 15. That's what I said, bruh. But like I said, it ain't no problem, man. I'm just calling and supporting the show, man. I'm laid down. I'm on mute, man. Got the four-ways on, wait for this midget to come through. Chillin'.
Cadillac, you a fool, boy. Let me go and open up this mic, man. 313-2044. He waiting on his midget to come on. 313-2044. Your mic is open. Hey, got a lot of noise there, partner. Well, so what else going? Hey, Tony, what else happening, man?
What's going on? It put a smile on my face to hear that old John Doe going to battle.
I like that.
John Doe been feeding the whole city all season.
Hey, you know what? No, I will admit that John Doe Carr been kind of keeping us known. You know what I mean?
John Doe been keeping the Midwest relevant.
Yeah, I mean, not taking nothing away from you know, Camp 28 or any of them guys, nothing like that. But keeping us, he been doing his thing. You know, when he came out to this underground club, though, man, his ass is out.
Meatball, don't beat him up too bad, because if he crosses that state line, I'm gonna make sure he get all the boy. We got some spots over here. Hey, you gonna think you at 131? They work so good, boy. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely make sure he get everything he looking for over here.
Yeah, we got nothing for that John Doe car. You know,
I'm gonna tell you this, and everybody know, you know, the bond between the Motor City Mafia and Young Money Racing. I'm just gonna say it like this. Y'all some bitches got your hands full when these two team up and they hit the road, bro.
Some
may look at it as a joke. Some may say, yeah, right, or whatever the comes to their mind. Y'all got some serious stuff, boy.
June, we got any more callers in queue, June?
I can't open up. Nothing on the board other than what was there. I've been getting 100 texts that it says the show's not on, but it is on because we're here. I don't know what's going on with this board. So
show is.
You know.
God damn, man. Because I'm getting a lot of texts too.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm apologize for it, which I know for a fact is more than anything is my board here. So, you know, I'm apologize for it. I'll make sure I get it right the next time. But, you know, I don't know what the problem is. You know, right now, the callers that are on there, those are the only ones that I can open up. And anybody else that calls in has said that the show hasn't started yet. So, that's on their end. So, but, I mean, we gonna keep it going. Hey, Meatball, let me ask you this. You said something. Did you get it? Because I missed bits and pieces earlier. Your discussion with regards to what you lock in.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean. Yeah. You can hear Lil Tone say. You hear Randy say, "Hey, Randy, you on?"
Yeah, I'm here.
And you know, like I said, you know, you be hearing it. And Rand, you can adapt to this shit. Like you say, you trying to race, and you know it's so you know you got these motherfuckers out here that's so slick that you damn near gotta tell them like what you mean. Well, like Randy, you said lock in 1 on 5. You know what the fuck is 1 on 5? Is that $1 on $5? Is that a penny on
right.
5 cents? Is that $100 on $5?
Well, you know,
on 500,
you know,
or that's
a motherfucker that ain't really trying to go meatball, or that want to play games or stiff games and all that old silly shit, only gonna take that and twist it around. We all know
you're
right.
But Randy, it's shit changing. Motherfuckers really don't want to go. Motherfuckers really want just a free ride. You know, you got to start. Like I'm trying to tell everybody, you got to start. Huh?
Hey, Meatball, I've been a part of four of the lock-ins that Tony's negotiated, and in them four, if it took combined 8 minutes to lock
that's
in all of them races, I may be exaggerating, but and Tony said it earlier, and I have to say this: the character of these guys is second to none. There was no nonsense, no bullshit. This is what we want to do. This is what we want to do it for. This is where we're going to do it at. Okay, nice talking to you. I'll see you then. That was it. You know,
right.
It's like Randy was saying. All this other trickery and fuckery shit. Come on, man. You ain't. The problem with drug racing now, you cannot assume nothing that a person says. Every single thing that person says, depending who the person is, you better verify. Because if you don't, that's where the trick bag opens up.
You right.
Know,
hey,
got,
June, you see, hey, June, you said there's no more. You said there's no more
huh?
Numbers waiting to queue. Do you see 313-2044? He said he's on, but I don't care about
him. I had opened it up. There was noise on that line. I'm going to open it again. 313-2044. Your mic is open.
What's up?
Oh, my
What's
God.
What's up?
What's up, Junior, Meatball, Uncle Tony, Young Money?
What's happening?
Junior, that's another sweet motherfucker that's going to be in the underground world for
ride or die, Brandon. What's going on, man?
What's up, Meatball? How y'all living, man?
Hey, hold on. Ain't that the guy that shows up late everywhere?
Yeah, that's me, man.
Okay,
I got the best hunters in the world.
What's up, man? Yeah.
That's him.
How y'all been doing?
Man, we good. Shit, it's another Sunday, man.
Man,
are you gonna be engaging, Brandon?
Oh yeah. I'm looking for Young Money. Randy knows who I'm looking for.
Oh man.
Uh oh. Here we
hey,
go.
Hey, man. Shot fired. Hold up. Before you go any farther, man. Have you been watching Brandon?
You know, I've been catching up on it. You know, you've been doing what you've been doing.
Have you seen something you liked on that, man? Just tell me.
Oh, man, I ain't Randy. I've been loving it. I ain't going to lie to you. But you're talking about crossing over to my world, so it's a problem. It's a problem. I see somebody with a cutlass over there in Young Money camp. You know, I'm gonna appreciate that.
You know what I do.
What I did to Young Money cutlass already. You know what I do to that.
Hey man, you got one. We 1-1 right now though. We got your ass break to beat your ass.
Hey Brent.
Oh yeah,
hey,
we 1-1. We 1-1.
Hey, Brent, you ain't scared to talk to the champ like that, man?
Oh, no. Not in my world. At the track, it's a different thing.
He
my homeboy at the track.
Oh, so you saying your shit ain't that WWE shit. Y'all hit for real, huh? Is that it?
Yeah.
Goddamn well, cotton candy, sweet Randy.
Hey, Junior.
Coming, yeah. Yes.
Junior, can you hear me?
What up, Sam? What's happening?
What's up, everybody? How y'all feel?
All right.
Hold on,
Sam.
Hey, is that Brandon? That's Brandon with the colors?
Man, the baddest colors in a goddamn American. You know who it is.
Damn, what's going on?
What's up, man? You all right?
Man, I'm good. I was just trying to see if that was you. I like your colors. I like that colors.
Hey, Sham,
man,
that's that colors
that
will not cross the Michigan
good,
state line.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I came to Chicago and couldn't get a race.
Chicago.
I don't remember that. What year was that?
Last time I came to Chicago, I couldn't get a race.
What year was that? What, 1927?
No, we did haul that. Listen, we did haul that colors over there, Big Sham. And, well, you know, a couple of gave us the round. I got
yeah.
And, you know, them
I got
like
a colors. I got a colors that look similar to that car.
Uh-oh.
What's similar, though? What's similar?
Similar. All steel, full interior, factory interior, radio. I mean, it's all steel car.
Hold on. Hey.
Here you go, Sam. Huh? Here you go, that goose shit. Here it comes. Come on.
Hold on,
hey,
now, June, hold on now.
Hey,
he said the man said he got a car similar to him. Now,
yeah.
Hold on now, June.
You big boy. Yeah, I need to know what similar is though.
I smell blood. I smell fresh meat. You big block of small block, yeah.
I got a big block. It's a big block in the car.
Yes,
oh no,
sir.
You don't.
Okay,
similar to him.
I like that. I like that.
You, who is this? Randy?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Everybody know Randy.
I like you, too.
Hey, man.
Listen,
my motherfucker. My mouth getting watery than a motherfucker right now.
78.
Now, you know, hey, Junior. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Is Tony on the line? Is little Tony still on the line?
Hey,
yeah, you on there.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
You familiar? Does my car? I don't know if you're familiar with Brandon's car. Does it look similar to that car?
Similar.
Okay.
I mean, what more similar do you want? They're made by Oldsmobile. I mean, shit.
Hey, Randy.
Hold on.
Dude,
hold on, Joe. We got a little iron over here. You got a big iron. We have a roll cage. We don't have a cage. I mean,
we ain't got no roll cage. I got a small block. I can get on the freeway. I can do everything.
Okay. Hold on. 1 second, because Randy spoke up. I normally don't do this, but I just wanted to intercede just a little bit. Randy, what you got, Randy?
78 Monte Carlo.
Hey, Sham, they call it training wheels or something like
No, he got
Willie
bars. Oh, no, he can't have no Willie bars.
Big block.
You say big block Monte Carlo with. It's got interior. What's it? Do we got interior in it? Nothing that matters. Is it a small block or a big block in the car?
Big block.
It's all steel car?
Man, all steel candy paint, man. Forgiano wheels on the front, man. And the drag radio on the back.
Oh, okay.
No roll cage,
right.
Man.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not racing nothing else without no roll cage. I got a cage. I crashed in a car 3 years ago, and I ain't racing no more cars without no cage.
Oh, man, you got a race car in. Goddamn, that changed the whole game.
Hey, that's what it sounds like to me. You got a race car.
Hey,
oh my goodness, are y'all serious?
Yeah. Hey, shit. Yeah. You hear this bullshit?
Hey,
you can go buy a CJ7 with a cage.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, I mean,
a roll cage come with a cert. You got a cert on that motherfucker. It's a race car, guys.
No, it ain't got no certification on it. It was a junkyard job. It ain't nothing. I mean, full all factory, full interior, all steel. I mean, ain't no fiberglass, nothing but the hood on it.
I got a Nova. That's a street car.
Wait a minute. What year Nova is it?
What year is that Nova, man? I ain't even sure what year it is.
Is it black?
It's 72 Nova, I think it is. 72.
Oh, 72 Nova. I'm thinking about another.
Yeah, 72. Randy.
Okay.
72.
I mean, you said that to say what? And what's to that car?
It got a roll like you and a big block like you.
Okay.
Waiting like a motherfucker.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, we're gonna tangle with the Nova with you.
Wait a minute. Let me hold that thought, Randy. Brandon, are you running on the motor?
I hear you. What you say?
Are you running on the motor?
Yeah, you know, I got a motor car. Small black.
You got a motor car? I got a photo of Malibu, too. It's got a big
man,
block in it. It's got couches.
I like small
with a 900 slick
I like
on
small.
It.
I like small blocks.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what?
Like
I'm coming out with a small block with my car. It's gonna be on the motor. I got it. It's gonna be a boo. It's gonna be on the motor.
I like that.
You like that?
As long as it's on the motor, and I like that on the small block on the motor, full interior, gas tank. You can get on the freeway next to me and everything else.
That's exactly what I'm. It's got a cage in it, though. I told you it got a cage. I ain't driving without a cage, man.
You got a race car with a cage.
A cage ain't gonna make you go
faster. I'm the king of underground. You got to. I want you to seat just like me.
The only stipulation is it got a cage. It's got full factory interior. All steel car. Just got a cage in.
I don't like that.
You don't like that? Okay. Maybe you will.
Hey, Sam, you know that cage is for instruction, man. And it make the car work better on the street, man. That ain't no equal player field, man.
It make the car work better?
Yeah, you ain't know that?
No. Since when?
Since they made cages.
Oh. Okay, well, y'all know better than me. I guess I'm just starting out. I don't know. But I didn't mean to interrupt y'all.
Hey,
I just thought I'd jump in a little bit since Brandon got on.
Sam, you got to play on our intelligence over here in Michigan,
man.
Wait a minute. It sounds like everybody's bombarding me. Who am I talking to now? Who said that? I sound like Meatball. Is that your Meatball?
This Meatball right here, Big Sham, man. I smell a hustle long. Hey, I can hear a hustle. That man said he didn't know nothing about
hey,
no damn
what's wrong with them?
Hey, man, listen. Listen.
I don't know.
I keep telling you, when it comes to those street cars, those street cars are the baddest motherfuckers that will not cross that Michigan state line
unless